Alaska can be really rainy in August, but Ketchikan is going above and beyond in the wet weather category. The city had more than 7 inches of rain in a 24-hour period earlier this week. Alaska's Energy Desk checks in with climatologist Brian Brettschneider each week as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider tells editor Annie Feit Ketchikan is already the rainiest city in the country, and August is adding up to be a very wet month.
For the first 22 days of August, Ketchikan has had about 16.5 inches of rain, and normally they only have about 6.25. So in terms of the raw precipitation total, they're leading the way in the state, but also in the percent of normal. So that's more than 2.5 times what they would normally expect. Now remember, August is really, really wet, is the wettest month of the year for much of mainland Alaska. Down in southeast, August really isn't one of the top 3 or 4 wettest months. That's more going to be September, October. So 16 inches of rain in a month for Ketchikan, not very uncommon, but in August, it's really, really uncommon.
Yeah, so they're not even in their wettest month, and they're getting crazy amounts of rain.
Yeah, they don't really peak until October. So once they get into October, 16, 17 inches of rain, not a big deal. But in August, it's really, really something that they're not used to dealing with.
And what about the rest of the state?
Well, pretty much most of the state is above normal. There are some areas like Nome and Kotzebue and Haines, Skagway, that are a little bit below normal. But then there's a lot of places that are really way above normal. So most of the mainland, except for the West Coast, is above normal to significantly above normal. Yeah, up on the North Slope, so a little bit above normal. And then the southern half of Southeast is very much above normal. So pretty much everyone's getting in on the rain action this month.
And why is it so wet this time of year in Alaska?
Well, a large percentage of our annual precipitation falls in August, September, October. So those 90 days, for many places, they receive more than half their annual precipitation, even as much as like 60% in parts of the interior. In those 3 months. And what we have is the hemispheric patterns start to shift, where you get cooling off of high latitudes, but it's still warm in low latitudes. So you end up with the long wave patterns starting to shift, and the early onset of the North Pacific and Aleutian low pressure system. And as that starts to develop, you get southwesterly flow coming around the eastern side of that. And that sends lots of moisture and disturbances into the state, and we just get lots of rain out of that.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.